style push-ups. I'm a fanatic. People say, Chris, why? Well, what's the purpose of it? I mean, what do you need to be grotesque for? You know, you got to lift the piano, you hire somebody to lift. You don't got to lift it yourself. I don't know. I guess I just got into fitness in my old wrestling days. Yeah, back when I used to wrestle, I had a short-lived career. You may remember me. My biggest fight was against Haystacks Calhoun. Remember him? Oh, my God. I lived in fear the whole week I was going to take on Haystacks. I knew I was somewhat stronger than he, but he must have outweighed me by about 300 pounds. The man was awesome and unsavory. You know, Haystacks Calhoun put you in a headlock. Ugh. I mean, your ears stung for weeks. It was awful. I remember seeing him that morning at breakfast, eating 15 waffles, 4 steaks, a loaf of bread. The whole while he was eating, he was just eating and chewing, and look at that guy! He said, I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you, Nino Grisfinelli! You're mine! You're dead meat, you hear me? And 15 people had to restrain him as he broke the table in half. It was then that I learned the meaning of pucker power. I ate my breakfast of whole wheat toast and half a grapefruit, figuring that I'd be able to nail Haystacks because I'd be a lot faster. And if I could just get in a couple of blows, and my official off-the-ropes double reverse whammy, I might be able to lock my legs around his neck and bring him down for the pin. The crowd was shouting, Nino! 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 And I smiled as I walked out there. The golden boy of wrestling circles, Haystacks, came out and just yelled, Rah! And the crowd shut up. They watched as the ring actually sagged from the weight of Haystacks Calhoun's body. He had those big boots laced all the way up to the knees. I knew he'd run those laces across my eyes if he could. The referee called us out to shake hands, and Haystacks got in a quick rabbit punch to my kidneys that brought me down to my knees. I whimpered back to my corner. Finally, the bell sounded, and I was out like a shot. He just stood there with his hands on his hips. I bounced off the ropes and leapt at him with both feet. But when I hit him, my feet sunk about 3 feet into that fat belly, and he just looked at me and laughed. As I fell to the net, he fell, but I rolled out of the way just in time for kaboom! I know if he'd landed on me, I'd have been a dead man. Right away, I knew I should have listened to my mother and continued my clarinet lessons, because I didn't want to be there. As Haystacks was picking up steam, he started bouncing off the ropes, going faster and faster. 575 pounds of flesh on the hoof. Back and forth, back and forth. By now I was avoiding him, like some deadly chop spinning toward me. But I couldn't avoid him for long. In wrestling, like in boxing, you can run, but you can't hide. And sooner or later, he came off the ropes and hit me. Bam! I hit the post. I was stunned. He dropped on me. He sat right on top of my face. The crowd was laughing as Haystack sat there. Then I heard someone from the crowd, or maybe it was someone from his corner, that said, Haystack, give him the Hiroshima. Juncture. I couldn't guess what the Hiroshima was, but I knew whatever it was, I was not going to like it. I happened to glance up and I saw that Haystacks was squinting real hard, and like he was cutting his head. I thought, oh God, he's about to give me the Hiroshima. I managed to roll away just as the canvas caught fire. The place started going up in flames. People started running for the exits. In the confusion and the smoke, the ropes burned up. I leapt, and I started running. I ran the fastest I have ever run in my whole life. I ran and I ran and I ran through the smoke and the rubble and the debris. I finally hit the street, and my manager was waiting. He said, what happened in there? Haystacks let fly with a Hiroshima. My manager said, well, what are you running away for? I said, because I didn't want to hang around for the Nagasaki.